The senior advisor to Iran's leader says that Tehran will stand firm in its support for Palestinians in their struggle against Israel. Ali Akbar Velayati was addressing via video conference a meeting held in Gaza to honor International Quds Day in the run-up to the event. He said the Palestinians have realized that resistance is the only way to confront the Israeli regime. He urged all Muslims to set aside their differences and pave the way for the liberation of Al-Quds. Hamas political leader Ismail Haniyeh also highlighted the significance of resistance against Israel.
The main choice for the people and the leaderships and the officials will only be resistance. And this shows the universality of the meaning of resistance, and that everyone will only come and unite around the main principles of our nation, which is the right of return and Al-Quds and Palestine.
There is no backing down. There is no surrender. But on the other hand, I say that the march of Palestine, the march of return, should continue.
Haniyeh added that the U.S. and Israeli plot to change the identity of Al-Quds will fail. Millions of people will attend the International Quds Day rallies on Friday to reaffirm their solidarity with Palestinians and to condemn Israel's atrocities. Rallies are held every year on the last Friday of the holy fasting month of Ramadan. Joining us now out of Detroit, Michigan, is Mr. Blaine Coleman from the Palestine Human Rights Activist. Hello, Mr. Coleman. It's a pleasure to have you back on the program, sir. Now, here's Iran, a non-Arab country, showing unwavering support and continues to show unwavering support for the Palestinian people, sometimes at a pretty hefty cost. You know, a lot of the, you know, targeting of Iran by the West has nothing to do with the country's missile program or its regional influence, as Washington likes to put it, but it's unwavering support, and many know it's the most prudent thing that Iran is doing is supporting Palestinians when a lot of the other Arab leaders aren't.
Well, I would not call those dictatorships that are created by the United States in the Arab world, I would not call them Arab leaders. I would call them dictatorships imposed by the United States. The Arab world hates Israel because Israel has massacred so many thousands of Arabs. Iranian support for Palestinians did not come out of nowhere. You remember that the Shah's secret police, Savak, which tortured so many Iranians, Savak was overseen and trained by Israel and the United States. So for many, many years, Iranians have had good reason to sympathize with Palestinians and to be strongly opposed to this racist, violent state of Israel.
And why is it that Tel Aviv gets away with literally murder against Palestinians? You have Iran and a couple other countries raising concerns, but then you have this, you know, this U.S. veto that keeps Palestinians from getting any justice, and doesn't it completely undermine the U.N. for what it's supposed to stand for?
Well, you know, the U.S. used to have a veto that it could use to protect the apartheid South African regime, and all of that broke down when many people started going to their city councils and their universities and demanding boycott against apartheid South Africa. We are doing the same thing in the Ann Arbor, Michigan City Council against Israel. If I can show you a picture for a minute, here, just have a look at that. Can you see it okay?
We sure can.
Okay. This is us in the Ann Arbor City Council Monday this week demanding boycott against Israel. There were nine of us chanting boycott Israel as loudly as we could, and it made it into the newspapers here. This is a very hard thing to break into the U.S. media with a boycott Israel movement, but you can do it. If you make noise, you go to your city council, you yell for boycott. This is what it takes to break the veto that protects Israel.
I want to thank you for joining us and for your valuable input, Mr. Blaine Coleman, Palestine human rights activist, joining us out of Detroit, Michigan.